Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and still drinking my smoky bourbon cocktail.
2 weeks later, a week later, she's still drinking it. A few days later. I'm Al John Goh, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, pop culturist, and also big fan of Nutella. Did you realize it was National Nutella Week, Hazelnut Week, last week?
No.
So I made the kids a Nutella sandwich.
Yeah. Boo told me about it.
Yeah.
Almost said her name.
Good times.
Yeah, she was telling me all about it the other day.
She liked it.
And then when I said Nutella, she goes, "No, it's hazelnut like peanut butter." I was like, "No, honey, it's called Nutella."
I told her it was hazelnut.
No, it's not.
I told her it was hazelnut spread. I told her.
So she argued with me that no, it is hazelnut.
Okay.
So cute. Well, I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, cries candy tears, squeals like a dolphin. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Here we are.
Yes.
Face to face, a couple of silver spoons. If you like that, there's more where that came from. Anyway, we've got a few different stories this week to talk about. We've got a travel deal that is amazing. Also, it looks like they've got plans for Galactic Star Cruiser. We also have some Orlando date night action we can talk about in terms of must-try food and drinks. First up, a non-Disney food story, but happens to be...
It's still Disney.
Disney. Kat, you want to talk a little bit about Disney's upbeat outlook?
Yeah, of course.
After losing millions of dollars, they're ready to have an upbeat outlook and laying off a bunch of people.
This is my imitation of the picture they have of Iger in this article.
If you're watching the video podcast on Spotify, that's Kristen's kind of skeptical face.
Yeah,
it's the
unsure. But anyway, Kat.
Well, it sounds like Disney's entering into their brand new era. They on their quarterly call, their quarterly earnings call last week. Shared some profits. Forecasts were high, although revenue fell a bit short in key earnings report. The company hopes they will set the stage for more robust growth. Revenue was flat at $23.5 billion for the first quarter ending in December, and was up 23% from the year before. So we're getting there. Streaming losses narrowed by $300 million from the previous quarter, and will be profitable in the fourth quarter of the fiscal 2024, which ends in September for Disney. They have a very weird fiscal calendar over there.
It is. It's very strange. Yeah,
it's kind of flummoxing, but it's okay. With all of those numbers and sums, there also came quite a bit of news. A standalone streaming ESPN.
Oh, okay.
A partnership with Epic Games.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour film will be heading to Disney Plus.
With five new songs.
Five new songs. And the animated Moana series has become an animated Moana sequel, which will hit theaters in November of this year.
That tripped me out.
Yeah, me too.
I was not expecting it, but Disney needs a hit, and here's your hit.
I agree.
Moana.
Another hit for Disney this year was, so far anyways, has been Percy Jackson, which has been picked up for a second season.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We love the original Percy Jackson movie franchise.
Do you? Tell me why.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you see.
Oh, no. That's like, I hated it.
Well, it didn't match the source material, but did you read the books, Kat?
Oh, of course. I love Rick Riordan. He's
my okay. Mom. Right. So how did it match the books? Because I did not read the books.
The films?
Yes.
Not even a little bit. The series? Very well.
Okay. So do you give a thumbs up to the Percy Jackson series on Disney Plus?
I enjoyed it. I quite enjoyed it.
Right. Okay. So that's
yes.
Good.
Okay. So I just was very entertained. I like mythology.
Sure.
So it kind of draws me into like having cats named Thorn Loki.
But yet she did want to watch Shazam with me. I've been wanting to get you to watch Shazam. I just can't get her to watch it.
I mean,
I know.
Love that.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing. Yeah, something that's just always kind of really kind of fascinated me. So I really enjoyed getting to see that. And then, of course, one of their stops in the movies is the Parthenon here in Nashville. So, yeah, so that's why I liked it. I never read the books, so I can't compare it. And I know when you read something first and then you watch it, there is very, very often a disappointment. Like I felt after I read Julie and Julia and then watched the movie, and I was like, oh man, I was really hoping it was like the book, and it really was not like the book.
No.
So.
Well, I'm hopeful that this year is going to be a great year for them. Obviously, Taylor Swift is going to be great. I'm sure, Kat, being a Swiftie yourself, you're going to love the Eras Tour film with the brand new content attached.
Yes, I've already seen almost all of the content because I did go to the show, but it is a lovely, lovely film and award-winning stage now. So
there you go.
I'm excited to watch it again, which I'm sure I will.
March 15th,
it will be debuting on Disney Plus.
The Taylor Swift effect. It's going to be great. So the Moana thing kind of came out of left field with the day that it was announced. As we record this, it was actually announced today, which
you're
going to be listening to this in the future on Monday when this show drops. But I was like, what? Like, I thought this was going to be a series. And the series, I was expecting not to have the cinematic quality that the original Moana film had. I thought it was going to kind of be downgraded or stylized, I should say. I wouldn't say downgraded. It was going to be stylized differently, much like Tangled was stylized for Disney Plus or Disney Junior versus the amazing animation that we saw on the big screen for Tangled. Mm-hmm. So was that the kind of thought that you had on Moana sequel? Because apparently they're bringing back the original voice cast, right? So
The original voice cast, new director, Opatai Fawai is going to be participating in the music. Lin-Manuel Miranda will not be returning, but the duo Barlow and Bear from the unauthorized Bridgerton musical will be doing the music. And I do love those two ladies. They're very talented. I was very surprised by this. It's a very quick turnaround.
Yeah.
It's 9 months away. I have a lot of questions. But I do think that after what Iger said last year about really considering how they're going to be releasing sequels going forward, they need something that's a win. And I think a Moana sequel in a follow-up to several poorly performing franchise entries. I think it's going to be not an automatic win, but more of a win than a lot of other things that could be right now.
Just get the quality control going.
Yeah.
Just get the quality control going. I'm glad that you're a fan of the music. I heard that when Lin-Manuel was not attached to it, I was automatically in like sweat mode because I'm like, who do they have? Because I literally got this across my feed and I didn't read the entire thing. And I'm okay now, but yeah. I was really worried because
if you haven't, I want to plug this because these two ladies, whose first names escape me, but their writing duo name is Barlow and Bear. They won a Grammy for their unofficial Bridgerton musical based on the first season of the Bridgerton television show, not the book, the television show. Mm-hmm. And it's just so well thought out. And the melodies are so catchy and earwormy. And they have where Lin-Manuel Miranda has that like very formulaic, like every single one of his projects has the same melody in it repeatedly because it's his signature melody.
It is.
They have like a totally different twist on it. They're very much like more like classical, which I think is really cool. And I think could be really cool in this situation with like, especially combining their talent with Opetai of Hawaii, who is the native Hawaiian musician that works with them on the original Moana and now on this coming Moana. I think it's going to be a really cool fusion of like a totally different style of music. And I think that that's something that is needed right now.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing against Lin-Manuel. We love Lin-Manuel.
Right. But sometimes it's nice to have some new fusion brought in.
Exactly. Exactly. Right?
There's nothing wrong with fresh blood. That's when you know you've been married for 20 years. Yeah. I think the other fantastic thing, right? So streaming ESPN aside, Epic Games partnership. This is $1 billion worth of investment they have in Epic Games. And if you don't know Epic Games, they are the studio that brings you Fortnite. So they're doing a huge Disney Fortnite, Disney Epic Universe / Infinity style game where every one of the Disney characters and franchises get to play. So Star Wars characters can intermingle with Disney characters and Pixar characters and Pandora characters and Marvel characters. I mean, it's going to be a free for all. And I'm here for it because when Disney Infinity came out, Chris and I were all in. We're like, we're collecting the figures and we're getting the little bases and the little stands and all the little coins and stuff that you put on the little stand. And I thought Disney Infinity was a great game. I really loved it. I love the community aspect of it. So we were all in on Disney Infinity, and they pulled the plug.
We bought that for Connor.
Yeah.
The 1 year for Christmas. Cause that's what
he loved it. And he loved it. I mean, it had a really good shelf life. I mean, it was pretty vibrant for about 3-4 years. And then they pulled the plug, you know, when gaming trends change, you know.
It still was so cool with the pieces.
It's still cool. I will not get rid of my PS3 because of that, because I keep on thinking to myself, I'll go back and I'll play that game one day. I'll go back in and play it one day when I'm bored, and I still haven't. Sorry.
I love it. Wait, when do we have time to be bored?
I know, but honestly, yeah, it's going to be like, yeah, the kids will be 10 years old and be like, hey, let's whip out the old PlayStation 3. It's like 20 years old.
Hey, it happens.
Hey, they might think it's cool because of the pieces.
I think it's cool anyway. But I mean, look, are you a Fortnite? Have you played Fortnite, Kat?
No.
You see?
No. I don't do video games. I don't do video games. I wish I could, but I just don't have the space for it up here in my brain or in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the video games in my brain literally stopped at, like, 1993, right?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat. It started with Pac-Man, and it ends with Mortal Kombat, like, too, and that's about it. But, I remember, Kristen, remember, Kate and Dave's kid, son, was all about Fortnite. He played Fortnite
Fortnite.
Yeah. I'm like, Uncle Aljon, do you play Fortnite? I'll show you what I can do.
And the dance moves
came out. I'm like, oh Lord, the floss and all that.
But working with kids, I got to see all the dance moves. And I was like the one that was like, ooh, that little thing. I was like,
wow, for you video podcast people, you're going to love this episode.
Oh my God.
You're going to make that a meme. You're going to make that a meme. So anyway, I mean, this year looks to be a big year for Disney. And I hope it's good for the mouse. I mean, you know, the only Marvel movie coming out this year is Deadpool. It'll be out here before you know it.
Well, the only Marvel Studios film coming out is Deadpool, but in 2 weeks we get the maybe tragedy that is Madame Web.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot to mention that Marvel Studios and not Sony Spider-Verse films.
It's gonna be really bad. I'm so excited.
I don't even know what to say about it, because you want to like Dakota, right? Because of 50
no.
Shades of... No? Okay.
No, I'm fine not liking her. I'm fine with that.
Okay, great. Let's move on.
No, I think it's going to be fun. I really do think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be something different.
You mean you mean Deadpool or Madam?
No, Madam Web. Oh. Madam Web. I really do. I think Deadpool is going to be a hard reset for a lot of the MCU content, but I think Madam Web has like the like weird filler interim film right now is, I think it's going to be fun. I really do. I think it's going to be totally unhinged.
I hope so, because I hope her acting
that is better than it was in the other movie.
I hope so. I hope it subverts whatever expectations people and myself have for anything that isn't Spider-Man related over at Sony. I have very little hope.
I know it's not going to have like a hard Spider-Man tie-in, but I do think we might be getting a little Venom, possibly a little Morbius.
Well, that's good. I tell you what I like about Morbius was not a bad film, but it really...
It's Morbin time.
Jared Leto was great, but I mean, it could have been much better. And the ending, multiverse ending, spoiler alert, the multiverse ending sucked.
Yeah, I hated it.
You know? And to be honest, there's a few video essays about how Spider-Man No Way From Home was just a... it doesn't necessarily hold up because of how it was shot in the pandemic in certain different sections, and they had to literally glue pieces together as the film was kind of morphing and changing and being rewritten as they were filming. Yeah. So I understand there's a piecemeal attitude toward that film, and it could have been much better as well, but is once again just fell victim to the pandemic. But yeah, still, it was entertaining. You know. Yep.
I think we're gonna see a little bit more of that cohesion come back after Deadpool, and with the cutback on spending and like putting too many things out in a year, cutting back on all that. I think we're gonna see a lot more like well thought out storytelling, just in Disney films across the board, which is what I think we need right now.
Yep, Disney, Star Wars, everything about it. Yes, Marvel. So
I really wanted to like Morbius when I saw it, because I like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
But I feel like whoever wrote it failed him.
Oh, totally.
You know, well, like
he was totally failed by the Suicide Squad of DCs. It was like, he can't win for trying.
Leave
all the good parts of him, him as a Joker on the cutting room floor. It's like, it's a shame. It's a shame. Anyway.
I can't with him. I just can't.
I just can't.
Did you watch the Golden Globes this year?
No.
There's going to be a hard tangent, but he did this like bit at the Golden Globes with Angela Bassett where he was like, I've been in character rehearsing to hand out this award for 6 months, like all this stuff about like method acting. And I was like, bro, let's not. How about we just don't? That would be great.
Well, he just doesn't take himself seriously, right?
Oh my God, it was so rough to watch him say these things to Angela Bassett and her being like, okay.
Oh, cool. I know. We have It's Morbin Time, and then like the most hallowed actress in Hollywood.
She got nominated for an Oscar.
Wakanda.
In
a Marvel film, right? Like the most heavy award winning Marvel film. It's just... Okay, enough about that. Hey guys, I know we're supposed to talk about food at some point, but
30 Seconds to Mars is a great band, though.
30 Seconds to Mars is a great band.
We'll leave it with that.
It's Morbid Time.
Morbid Time.
Morbid Time. Hey, Kristen, tell us about this week's travel deal for Disney Visa cardhold members.
Yes. If you are wanting to travel to Walt Disney World this spring, they have special hotel rates for you.
Nice.
For example, All-Star Movies and All-Star Music are going to be $129 a night, and that's going to be March 25th through April 27th. That's a standard room. Caribbean Beach, for example, is $229 per night. Standard View Room, which can hold up to five people, which is great if you have a small child with you for your fifth guest. And that's going to be March 25th through June 29th. For the same dates, Disney's Boardwalk is $419 per night. Resort View Room. March 25th through June 29th. Other resorts included in this are the cabins over at Disney's Fort Wilderness, which look amazing. Animal Kingdom, both lodge and villas. Art of Animation, Contemporary, Coronado Springs, Grand Floridian, Old Key West, Pop Century. You have both sides, a Port Orleans resort and a Saratoga Springs.
Nice.
So yes, save now if you are a Disney Visa card holder.
Once again, it pays to be that Disney Visa card holder.
Well, think you're going to get a discount for being a member, and then on top of it, you get your points.
Yes. And who knows what else may happen between now and then, but I tell you, you book your trip with Kristen, if other deals come out which also are tremendous savings to you, she will apply that automatically to your trip so you can save even more when you book with Kristen. And you can book all your Disney trips here stateside, Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney World Resort, Adventures by Disney. If you want to go across the globe like a intrepid traveler that you are, you can also book all the Disney Cruise Line or any cruise line whatsoever, as well as Universal trips here stateside. So Kristen, where can people email you to get you booking on their trip and saving money and time?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And that does include the new world's largest ship, Icon of the Seas by Royal Caribbean.
There you go.
There you go. And if we didn't say Universal Orlando.
There you go.
We'll be talking a little bit about their food. About
that. Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
I love it. All right. So I picked this up, guys. Is Walt Disney World reviving its shuttered Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel? And this comes to us from Fox 35 Orlando, brought to you by Yahoo News. This came upon my feed, and I had a feeling that this was going to happen once they shuttered the attraction. They shuttered the attraction last year, spring last year, something like that. And they had to write off a bunch, because, you know, they had lost a lot of...
Was it September or October was the last?
Was it September? Okay.
September,
okay.
Whatever.
So
I was going to say sailing, but it's not sailing.
Well, yeah. The
space cruising.
Yeah. Voyage.
Virtual cruise, okay. The voyage, yeah. So, but, you know, they wrote it off. And I think part of that writing off the expense of developing and building out this experience, if you will, they had to take a loss on it. And so now it seems to me that they, according to this article, they filed a notice of commencement about redoing this
for construction.
So they're filing their construction permits for alteration or repair to improvements to a real property. That's what it says. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. I hope that it still remains Star Wars themed of some kind. I feel like, you know, the theming's already there, and we know that Star Wars design aesthetic is forever in that universe, right? Whether you're from Naboo and live that shiny life, or Coruscant, which lives that kind of scummy life, you know? So, Yeah, whatever they decide to do, I think it's going to be great. I mean, I just want it to open for the Star Wars fans to experience, and I hope that it doesn't come with a hefty price tag.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what kind of construction they're going to do on it. Because it seems like if you were to do a massive overhaul of it, that would just be so expensive considering what they spent to build it and what a short lifespan it had.
And it looks like this is expected to have a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
It says that bookings will reopen on May 26, 2024.
So it's got to be. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm excited to hear what they're going to do with it.
Wow, that is a quick turnaround.
It's quick. It's quick.
It's quick, so
So it can't
maybe,
be too much then.
No.
well,
What?
I have a sneaking suspicion this is going to be based on the Mandoverse with Dave Filoni. That's what the scuttlebutt is.
I think that's a good. Yeah.
That bird butt, is that what that is?
It's the
Scuttlebutt.
scuttlebutt, just like Awkwafina in the remake of Little Mermaid.
Little
Scuttlebutt. What's the scuttlebutt?
bit.
Maybe Awkwafina will be in the new Star Wars. I'd be there for that because Awkwafina is
No
the bomb.
way.
Love
She's great. She's
Awkwafina.
great.
But yeah, I feel like this is where the new Filoni stuff is going to be taking place. That's where the hype and what Disney and Lucasfilm are going to be hanging their hat on is going to be Dave Filoni's Mandalorian and Ahsoka shows and upcoming film and possibly film trilogy from what I hear. Kat, you're a lot closer to it than I am. All I know is what I've read and on Reddit, so you can tell me if you've heard anything different.
Nope, that's all I've heard.
Okay. Well, this should be interesting. As you know, as the story unfolds, we will keep you up to date with the latest and greatest because when it reopens, you could probably book it with Kristen. So go ahead
Of
and
course,
get on
it's
it.
Disney World Hotel.
Get on it. Get
Just
on it.
like you can book four seasons with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, another thing you can book with Kristen would happen to be Universal Orlando, and they have a date night guide for the must try food and drink at Mardi Gras. Kat, you kind of found this Orlando
Yeah.
date night, which is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So, unlike Disney, Universal has a big Mardi Gras festival over there. It runs from February 3rd, so it's currently taking place, through April 17th. In case you were wondering, Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras is next Tuesday. When you're listening to this, it might be tomorrow, the 13th. So Mardi Gras is fast underway over there. They have over 20 food and beverage booths over there. They do this annually, and they have a concert lineup. There's a parade that happens, so many things. But we're going to talk about the best of the best of the selection that's available over there. These are the top eight per Orlando date night guide. And we'll see how it comes when we go through it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. So these are some new pairings for 2024. Currywurst with Weihenstephaner Hefeweizen at the Germany booth for $18.99. Zabaloni with berries and an Aperol Spritz sorbet for $18.99 at the Italy booth. Chilaquiles Verdes with Gran Añejo Margarita for $19.49 at the Mexico booth. Ensalada de pulpo and sangria rosada for $19.99 at the Spain booth. And green papaya salad with shrimp and butterfly pea blossom tea for $20.49 at the Thailand booth.
That sounds good.
Yeah, lots of things to try there. They have also a savory waffle and delirium red pairing at the Belgian booth. And also a cookie butter waffle there as well.
Give me
Ooh.
that cookie butter waffle, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the top eight things must try are as follows. Shrimp and crawfish boil. Liege waffles, either the cookie butter, as mentioned, or sweet and savory gouda and onion.
Mm. That's interesting.
A pastelón at the Puerto Rico booth. The piña colada, also at the Puerto Rico booth. The Bloody Mary, which can be found near New York and San Francisco areas at Universal. The beignets and espresso martini.
Ooh.
A blackberry crew cocktail. And the candy bacon poutine, which can be found near the Canada booth and also in Springfield, USA.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know, lots to choose from.
Yeah.
And most of the food items cost around $7 each, which is not bad at all. And the drinks were anywhere from 13 to 15, depending on the size you get. Just so you know, it is one drink per person per ID. So you can't go up and get two drinks.
Oh, okay then. I think that sounds like
I think
a fun
it's
time.
Because they have so many teens there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That it's totally a safety, you know, concern for them.
For the enjoyment of all of our guests, we're
yeah,
because
you don't you don't want to be Universal and lose your liquor license. That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to go and do this sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. You see, there's a photo there on the Orlando Date Night Guide page of the cookie butter waffle, and that is amazing. That is just amazing. I'm down with that. Cookie butter is great. So yeah,
there are so many interesting things. If on this page they also have the full menus of everything that's happening there right now, and everything looks incredible. They have a Philippines booth that is serving, where did it go? I just lost it. Panchi bihon, rice noodles with sauteed vegetables, crispy lumpia, pandan cheesecake, buko juice, which is coconut water, coconut milk, coconut cream, sea salt. That's like one of my favorite things. So, yeah, there's like so many different things outside of what we normally see in a Disney festival. So I would be interested if anyone goes and sees any of this stuff to like hear about it, hear how it is.
I'll tell you, those Bloody Marys look good, don't they?
They look good.
Yes. Well, yeah, and of course I'm Filipino too, so it's great to see a Filipino menu.
What is pandan?
Where?
Pandan is a fruit.
Yes, pandan cheesecake.
What is it? What is pandan like? What does it taste like?
Go ahead.
So pandan, it grows in Southeast Asia. It's kind of like a palm. They have like really long leaves. And it's used to flavor like desserts and a bunch of stuff. It's green. Usually like you use the paste or the extract. It's got like a, it's like ube, but less purple. It's used as like sometimes a vanilla substitute.
Huh.
Yeah.
Does it say what the flavoring is similar to?
I think it's similar to like vanilla.
Okay.
It's like ube, except it's green. And unlike ube, the leaves can also be used like banana leaves, like they steam rice in it and stuff sometimes, which is good. But yeah, I think it's like a little vanilla-y, coconut-y.
Yep.
Pretty.
Yeah.
I like the color. It adds a lot of vibrant color too.
Yeah, it says coconut, rose, and almond. Vanilla-like flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, it's totally Filipino.
I like the sound of that.
Delish.
We need to go to like the international market and see if we can find it.
Sure. Why not?
We can take the kids.
Sure.
It'll be educational experience.
Yeah, they'll try some stuff. They'll try some new stuff. But Ponset is just a it's a staple of Filipino food. You have the rice noodles and the chicken, garlic, soy sauce. It's just, it's what it is. It's the Philippines right there. A noodle dish. Good stuff. Okay. Gang. Can you believe it? That's it. It's a short episode this week. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. All right, gang. Kristen, you're still scrolling.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at this menu. The menu is just amazing, me. I'm sorry. I'm just
No, it's cool.
totally
It's just like,
like in awe of this menu.
okay, go ahead. Walk us out,
We hope
Chris.
we've entertained you this evening, or whenever you're listening to it. We're recording in the evening.
Can't you
Thanks so
tell?
much for listening. Yeah, because we're totally loopy. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. You guys are the reason we do this show, so please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews like you have already. So if you haven't, go ahead and do it now.
Do
I'll
it.
Wait. Okay. Have you done it?
Do
okay,
it.
Good. We can go on. Okay. So other ways you can support us are you can click the link to support us on whatever platform you are listening to this, or you can shop our links, Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. Al John, tell everybody where they can find you.
All right. You can find me on social media. That's where I'm hanging out. Yes, Instagram at Al John Go, AljonGo. Al John Go. And it sounds like bingo was my name-o. You can also check out the podcast that I host with former Disney creative and all-around great guy and esteemed author Dave Bossert called Skull Rock Podcast, a show about Disney and pop culture where we interview people from Disney and animation. We talk to everybody who's anybody that has been involved in the fabric of our life, which is the animated films and cartoons, as well as some pop culture Imagineers and such. So enjoy the show. Can't believe we've been doing it for 4 years already. It's crazy when you think about it. Also, you can find our girl Kat on Instagram. Her Instagram handle is at @CAT_ASTROPHE. And you can check out her podcast, Eat the Pictures, which is a fun bite-sized podcast about food and film everywhere podcasts are found. Please also give her those 5-star reviews as well as the Skull Rock podcast. We would certainly appreciate it.
Before I forget.
Yes.
Because as people are listening to this, it is the 12th and tomorrow being the 13th. I have to say happy birthday to Connor.
Okay.
Because he is officially an adult.
So we can say his name now.
I've been saying his name for a while.
Okay.
We said his name and then, yeah.
Last show, I think.
Oh, did we?
We've said it many times over the past few years. I mean, he's,
for the longest time, we haven't said his name.
No, it's when he was little. I mean, he's not four anymore.
Okay.
So.
I know, it's hard to think about. I think about him and he's such a little kid. And he's not anymore.
He was a little kid. He and at that point, for safety reasons, we did not say.
That's why we don't say our kid's name on the show.
But now, I mean, a
he's
stranger's not going to walk up and go, "Come with me, little boy." So, yes.
Oh, man. Okay. Stranger danger. Okay, where are we at?
Oh, yeah, we're wrapping up the show. At over the cat.
Yes, cat. Take us out, cat.
Well, yes. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com or on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.